The Son of Man must be lifted up in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is a special feast dedicated to our Lord and Savior Jesus' cross. And the feast is named Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And the relic which we just carried solemnly inside the church is the relic of that very true cross upon which our Lord Jesus was crucified. And how this feast came to be as a universal feast in our Holy Church is a very exciting historical event. In the 7th century, there was a king in Persia named Khosrow II. He was the most cruel and barbarous of all the kings of Persia. And the Eastern Roman Empire, which was a Christian empire, was then ruled by emperor named Heraclius. And the emperor begged peace with this cruel tyrant Khosrow. But the Persian refused and attacked the Holy Empire and conquered the holy city of Jerusalem, the very city where our Lord suffered and died. And the cruel king filled that city, that holy city, with horrible massacres. Many thousands of priests, monks, and nuns were cruelly killed, and 90,000 Christians were sold for slaves to the Jews, and afterward many of them were cruelly tortured and murdered. And the churches of Jerusalem, even that of the Holy Sepulchre, were burned, and all the treasures were carried away to distant Serbia. And among these treasures was that part of the wood of the true cross, which had been left there by Saint Helena the Empress. Heraclius, that is the emperor, again begged peace from the victorious Persian king. But this cruel king laughed at his request and blasphemously declared that he would never let those men rest so long as they should adore one who has been crucified by other men and should refuse to worship the Son. The emperor was then forced to attack Persia to oblige the pagans to return home and for the defense of their own country. When the emperor put himself at the head of his army, he was holding in his hand a picture of Jesus Christ, and he protested to his soldiers and told them that he would never abandon them in battlefield. With this army, the emperor greatly defeated the Persians. He also released 50,000 Persian prisoners he captured, and this act of charity and of humanity made all the Persians to pray with tears for the Christian emperor's success and that he might liberate Persia from this tyrant. King Khosrow's own subject then rebelled and imprisoned him, and after a while of torture for punishment for his evil deeds, he died on the fifth day his wounds. The new Persian king made peace with the emperor Heraclius, released all the Roman prisoners, among them who was Zachary, the patriarch of Jerusalem. And the new king also gave back the regions which the Christians had lost, and he also gave back the relic of the true cross. Emperor Heraclius brought this precious relic with him to Constantinople, where he made his victorious triumph and in the entering that city. And in the following year, he decided to return the relic of the true cross to its home city, Jerusalem, and to return thanks to God in that holy place for his victories over Persians. He then carried the Holy Cross relic upon his own shoulders into the city with great and magnificent pomp. But suddenly he stopped at the entrance of the city of Jerusalem and found that he was not able to go any further. The patriarch Zachary, who walked by his side, suggested to him that all this pomp, gold and precious vestments seemed not agreeable to the humble appearance which Christ made when he carried his cross through the streets of that city. The patriarch said to the emperor, "You walk in your fancy imperial robes. Our Lord was poorly clad. You have on your head a rich diadem. He was crowned with a crown of thorns. You go with your shoes on. Our Lord walked barefoot." So the great emperor laid aside his purple and his crown, put on simple clothes, went along barefoot with the procession, and devoutly replaced the cross where it had stood before. Dear children, after the Mass, when we venerate the true relic of the true cross, we should today, on the feast of its exaltation, bear in mind that it was by this happy instrument, that is the true cross, when our Lord has rescued us from the powers and clutches of sin. Our Lord has gained victory over death, and our Lord is also given us back our lives, which we have lost through sins and the bad deeds we have committed. We need his cross to triumph in our hearts, and we need to abandon all sense of cowardice in our lives. The spirit of the cross is courageous spirit. It is the spirit of Christ crucified, and it is also the spirit of perfect humility, charity, patience, and all other virtues which our Lord himself preaches to us by his cross. Let us make a resolution never to let anything to come between us and the Holy Cross of Jesus. Let us abandon all self-love, pride, or impatience and banish them from our souls for good. If we should give in to the temptations and bad company of the world, we are strangers to the Spirit of Christ, and we should in effect become enemies to his cross, like the cruel Persians were. Let us then most earnestly today promise our loving Jesus, by his holy cross and by his infinite love of mercy, that we will make penance from our sins and that of the sins of the world. The cross is truly our banner under which we defeat our enemies, defeat in our sins and in our all imperfections. Enemies stand no chance when we gather around under the banner of the Holy Cross. God bless you.